Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that it was refused to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for November 18th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour one of two, and the goal is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Wow, have we got a row to hoe. A whole lot of news to talk about today, that's for sure. Oh, my goodness gracious, ladies and gentlemen. Got a wedding coming up in my family. That makes things crazy. Got all kinds of work for the day job coming up. News the networks refuse to use everywhere. Seems like the world's falling apart at the seams. Many people are in fear and panic. I recommend highly against that. I know things are a struggle. I know things are a worry. I identify with the crises going on everywhere. But I also want to replace fear with faith. I also want to replace despair with hope and optimism. I want to replace a feeling of confusion and disorder with order. There's a lot of good things going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen, and we need to not lose sight of that, no matter how tough things seem. Hey, Kurt, are you with me?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, welcome, my friend.
I'm having trouble getting... Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
You're very welcome, sir. You got to get on your mic more, though.
Okay.
Yeah, get Kurt all fired up and ready to go for the broadcast. That's what we got to do. Mm-hmm. All right, ladies and gentlemen, a quick recap of yesterday's show. Man, I tore up the news yesterday, Kurt. I'm talking about I was on top of it, bro. Mm-hmm. We started out with this idea from the day before's show when Becky Akers was with me. And, you know, Becky and I have a disagreement on this. I've got a disagreement with a lot of people on a lot of topics, Kurt.
Yeah.
But I want to point out that, you know what, we can disagree and still be decent, still be kind, still be understanding, and we can agree to disagree. And a lot of times if a guest makes a statement that I don't necessarily agree with per se, that doesn't mean in any way that I can't just let them have their say. I don't have to always have the last word. I know some people would say, oh, yes, you do, Sam. Come on. I don't always have to have the last word. And I don't have to prove them wrong. I don't have to, you know, sometimes it's better to have the Spirit of God than to be right. In other words, I don't need to prove that I'm right all the time.
Better to have the Spirit of God.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
And so it's kind of like this. Does God still speak to us today? It was one of the topics of discussion. Mm-hmm. And Becky Akers would say, well, yes, in a way, only through biblical text. And I would say, I agree God speaks to us through biblical text, no doubt about that. However, I believe God speaks to us in other ways as well. If God speaks to us, then the question is, if so, how, when, and where, Kurt? And it was kind of a topic of, what do you say, disagreement, if you will, because I believe I would never want to say God doesn't speak to us. And I mean, I don't speak for God. How would I know that he does or doesn't speak to us? In other words, my point is, I don't want to say that he doesn't. Even if he hadn't, he could. How would I, in other words, setting myself up to decide that, even if biblical text seems to indicate, there's conflicting biblical details on this point. And so it gets very complicated in a hurry, but I would submit to you that if you pray to God, and I talked about this in James chapter 1, verse 5, if you lack wisdom, let him ask of God who will give to all men liberally and upbraideth not. When they say men, it means mankind, women too, by the way. And then he will give to you liberally and abradeth not. That means if you ask him a question, you can receive an answer. And the only way I know that you could receive an answer is if he could communicate with you, Kurt. And some would say, well, that means he'll answer you somewhere else in the Bible if you read enough. And that may be true.
All right.
But it also may be true that he can answer in other ways as well. And a lot of people, you know, have a lot of different beliefs on this or whatever.
Well, they want to limit God, in my opinion.
Some do, yeah.
Yeah, which is a dangerous
precedent. However, if it's Becky's opinion, you know, I'm not here to just try to destroy her on that and prove that I'm right. No. I just let her make her statements, and people can believe as they will. And that's the good part about America. But the important part is for us to be able to discuss it. We don't need to try to convert you or whatever to our way of thinking. What we can do is lay out the arguments, and you can decide for yourself what feels and sounds right. Is the Paris attack a false flag? The answer is absolutely. We'll talk about that as the broadcast unfolds today. We also talked about X2.5 Men. Charlie Sheen says he's HIV positive. Charlie Sheen said on the NBC show that he has been HIV positive for about 4 years, Kurt. And he's coming forward now to stop extortion charges by those who would try to cause him problems. You want to comment on this for a minute, Kurt?
Well, you know, the key thing to remember here, you know, so much of the world tells us that lucky old Charlie Sheen. Man, I'll tell you what. Rough shape, not only health-wise, but in, you know, real wealth-wise with his family or whatever, you know, remnants of that he might have with his relationships or whatever, you know, so-called relationships he might have. And, you know, it's just tragic what the world preaches as the cool thing, which is always the opposite of what God teaches, you know.
And you got that right.
Say in the last days, good is called evil, and evil is called good.
Now, like, Charlie Sheen's claim to fame, Kurt.
One wife, you know. Hey, you know. I mean, hey, you're just not really that with it. Whereas Charlie Sheen, hey, you know, he's got it all. That's what the world says.
Yeah, I guess he's had sexual involvement with approximately 5,000 women.
That's what I'm talking about.
And, you know, what, in my opinion, a disgrace.
Yep.
You know, talk about a selfish life, all about, you know, personal agendas rather than thinking family-oriented or thinking about other people and stuff like that. Now, women are coming forward with confessions. The real question is, did he know in advance that he had AIDS, sleep with women? Did he give foreknowledge or just full disclosure to them? If not, he could be liable, et cetera, et cetera. You know, no matter what, this is going to go nowhere good. I bring it up because of the moral component. Most people are going to bring it up. They're going to be like, oh, man, the poor guy's got AIDS. Don't worry, there's drugs, there's this. They're not even going to talk about the moral component of this, Kurt. And that's where I think the discussion needs to be had. What is the right way? In other words, what are the solutions? And I'm saying, you know, if you do drugs and if you sleep with all kinds of people, your likelihood of getting AIDS increases, I don't even know how many fold. But if you're monogamous, you don't do drugs, you're not involved in any sexual way until you're married, and then you're only involved with the person that you're legally and lawfully married to, Kurt, I'm not saying it's impossible for you to get AIDS because you can get it through a blood transfusion or, in other words, sometimes innocence can end up with it. But for the most part, you know what, your likelihood of getting it is pretty nil if you live an appropriate, in my opinion, conservative, God-fearing lifestyle, Kurt.
Yep, good point.
And that's the reason that I bring it up. I'm not interested in the salacious details, although I will say this. In contrast, rather than having 5,000 women, I'd rather have the woman of my dreams be my friend day in and day out with all the wonderful blessings that God provides with that relationship for 5,000 days.
Yeah, or beyond.
Or more. Hopefully, I'm just kind of comparing, right? I'm just saying,
hey,
you know, I'd rather have the companionship of my best friend. I'd rather have, and I bring that up for comparative purposes to understand, what do you treasure?
Mm-hmm.
Where does your heart lie? Mm-hmm. And my heart lies with the woman of my heart, the one woman of my heart. That's all. All right, Kurt, who do I send the ticket to? Cops pull over. Google self-driving car, and they don't know who to give the ticket to. I told them. Did you hear the Did you hear the show yesterday, Kurt? Were you able to listen?
No.
All right, so you don't know my answer. What would your answer be? Then I'll tell you what mine was real quick.
Well, you know, just keep the ticket.
Well, first off, we don't need tickets, right?
Yeah.
But if you're going to give somebody a ticket, I think that you can give. You can't give the car the ticket, Kurt. A car, just so you know, is like an inanimate object. The car didn't drive itself. Yeah. Well, it did. All right. What happened? Do you get the programmer that didn't program it to obey the rules, Kurt?
Well, of course.
Or do you get the company, Google? Because Google, I mean, look, Mitt Romney taught us that corporations are people, Kurt.
Yeah.
Remember that? So you just you know, get the corporation Google. Have those suckers pay.
Good point.
Crazy stuff. Ben Carson says, curtail illegal immigration by cutting all benefits that attract it. I said, I don't know that I've heard wiser words, Kurt. Ben Carson, curtail illegal immigration by cutting all benefits that attract it. Amen to that. Trump also promises to deport refugees and calls them a Trojan horse. More news in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live. So, Kurt, there were so many headlines yesterday. I'm just going to rifle through, and then you can make comments after a bunch of them. So be ready. Keep track of what you want to make comments on, because there's a lot of them. Ben Carson says, curtail illegal immigration by cutting all benefits that attract it. Amen to that. Trump promises to deport refugees, calls them a Trojan horse. Mitt Romney slams Obama and warns of an ISIS attack in the United States. Utah congressional members do not rule out U.S. ground troops in Syria. White House, quote, we absolutely agree that the Paris attacks were an act of war. U.S. approves $1.3 billion. I'm going to say it again. The United States approves $1.3 billion of sales of smart bombs to, ready? Saudi Arabia. Yeah, the Saudi Arabia country is where the 9/11 attackers came from. Documented by Ron Paul before Congress back in the day. Weapons were stolen from an Army Reserve building in Massachusetts, the FBI confirms. ISIS threatens to attack Washington in new video. Marco Rubio doesn't understand why Hillary won't use the term radical Islam. Rising rival campaigns are now fearing Ted Cruz and his campaign. Mitt Romney still not running for president. That was hour one. Hour two, we talked about, you want to make comments on hour one first, Kerry?
You know, there's so many of those things that are, like, for example, Ben Carson, you know, saying you got to shut off the, you know, the
handouts.
Goodies.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just Amen. Imagine if you did that not only to the illegal immigrants, but
to everybody.
Everybody that, you know, I mean,
Amen.
Putting their hands out at the gravy train.
The problem is Ben says a lot of right things, but he's still got ties to communism, Kurt. So that's the problem with Ben.
I know. And I mean, on this whole communism thing, like you've mentioned before, where his buddy, what's his name?
Armstrong Williams.
Armstrong
who then
Williams,
wants to dovetail with Louis Farrakhan.
Buddy with Louis Farrakhan. You know, at least I know that most of us, I'm pretty sure myself, I could be included. If you connect certain people to me and then certain people to them, then you could, you know, almost say the same thing about me. Like, hey, you know, Kurt went by so-and-so's place and that same person talked to such-and-such. And therefore, hey, that means
here's
Kurt,
the difference.
You know, it's the same thing.
Here's the difference. You're hiring Armstrong Williams as your campaign high-level advisor or whatever, you know, manager, whatever you want to call it. It's a little different than knowing somebody. Secondly, I'd be glad to let Ben get on the radio here and go ahead and clarify if he wants to, but, you know, Ben just seems to be MIA when it comes to the alternative media. Now, with the mainstream press, he loves to spend time with them as he criticizes them, just like the rest of the candidates. And so I get what you're saying, and I don't disagree. At the same time, I say, you know, what do you do, though, when you can't quantify what he does or says or is and whatever? And, you know, it's very difficult. How do you cope with it?
Well, like I say, that at least to me, the best way to find out, you know, what somebody, of course, how they're going to vote, number one way is what they've done in the past, which is pretty difficult to see about Mr. Carson as well as Mr. Trump.
Yeah, with Carson and Trump, you don't have a past to gauge by.
Yeah, that's right. But then at least if you gauge by their own words, and sometimes their own words, you know, give you hope. Sometimes they give you cause for concern.
When Ben Carson wants to force vaccinations on everybody, I'm concerned. When he wants to deny you your right to keep and bear arms, I'm concerned. And those are two things we know about Ben as well.
Yes.
We also know Ben really in you know, this war mentality is of great concern, too. And right now it's kind of like which candidate can become the most hawkish of all in the wake of the ISIS scenario is kind of a concern, too.
Yes.
But Ben's done a lot of good. I can't deny that.
Yeah, one of the things I really appreciate about him is I think I saw it over the weekend, but basically Trump was trying to rally him up in my opinion, saying some stuff or whatever. I don't know for sure about that, but, you know, reading what I did about Trump, and I kind of felt like that's what he was wanting.
Hey, Trump tries to rile everybody up, Kurt. You should know this by now. Come on.
Carson responded by saying, I'm going to pray for him, or, you know, I recommend you pray for Donald Trump, which, you know, you got to go back a ways, I think, to find a presidential candidate that, you know, would respond in that fashion.
Amen.
You know what I mean?
And, you know, what they're trying to do is, you know, Ben Carson said that he was violent as a kid, and then he had a change of heart by turning to God. And so what they want to do is they want to just basically get him to go crazy or get him to be really mad and then say, see, your temper's still there. And therefore, you know, you haven't really changed. That's what they're trying to do, Kurt. And I pray they don't win.
I agree.
You know, I think that Ben Carson is pointing out they're trying to also then say there's inconsistencies in his story. And in my opinion, from experience, Kurt, you know, when something happens 50 years ago or whatever the time frame is, 40 years, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's very easy not to have all the remembrance perfect and the facts perfect and this and that. And I'm not really even interested in that. Because for some reason, they want to drill into the lies of a Ben Carson as if they're lies, and we don't even have factual evidence of that. It's kind of like a burning at the stake in the court of public opinion, in my opinion.
Yep.
And then they're not going to talk about Donald Trump's lies or misstatements as well. We're not going to talk about Hillary Clinton's lies or mistakes as well. We're not going to talk about Barack Obama's lies and misstatements as well. I mean, you got a fraudulent birth certificate documented by one of the most well-known sheriffs in the land as fraudulent. And if I bring it up, they say, you're crazy, you're a nut, you're a birther. And then if Ben says, I behaved a certain way, and they say, oh, we researched everybody and their dog. We even talked to the dogs back then. And the dogs can't remember that, Ben. And it's like, what? And so the standard is just beyond description. A different level, a different bar. And for some reason, Ben's got one black man who's actually all the way black, right? As far as I understand, Ben's not half white, is he? So the completely black guy doesn't get the benefit of the doubt, but the half black guy does. What's up with that?
Yeah,
I'm not trying to make this racist, but I'm trying to make a point. It all has to do with your views. If you believe in the liberal, perverted viewpoints, then you know what? You get a pass on everything. If you believe in traditional values, oh, man, bring the hammer down, right?
Yep.
It's a sad tale to tell. And so I think what we need to do is look at the fruits.
Yes.
Of, say, a Ben Carson. And really, what are the fruits of Ben?
Well, you know, at least
there's a lot of good.
Yeah, you have all that medical stuff. That
the first fruits is he's a well-known, renowned surgeon that has done a lot of good for
a lot of people. And just his, I guess you could say, demeanor on the campaign trail.
Is great fruits. He's not separating and dividing and causing trouble. He's... Once in a while, he might stand up for himself, which you can't blame him. But he's very polite, very, you know, a soft answer turneth away wrath, says the scriptures. And if you want to look at his fruits, he's there.
Yes.
No, at least he's not unconstitutionally, he is constitutionally qualified. He doesn't have a constitutional problem there, Kurt.
Right.
The other thing I think about him is at least he does, I don't want to say he wears his faith on his sleeve, because that's not Ben's style, but he does not back away from his faith.
He lives it. Yeah.
You know, as far as I can tell, he lives it. I don't know him personally, so I don't know, but it sure seems like
Well, I think by now, the way they're trying to dig up dirt.
Oh, yeah, if he didn't live it, they'd be trashing him left and right.
That's right.
As far as I understand, he's got one woman, Kurt?
Yeah.
Oh, man, no wonder he's under attack. He needs to be more like Charlie Sheen, not...
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just drawing the distinction to make a point. What can they dig up on Ben? When you were a kid, you weren't that honest about your coming to Christ. Okay, good luck with that. See, they're grasping for straws. You know there's something good for that. I wish we could talk to Ben, though, and make sure that he understands certain fundamentals and commits to certain things. Then I could back him in a heartbeat. But until then, just not sure, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour recap in seconds.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Hey. Hey, Kurt. I just want you to know, the mouthwash, Listerine. You know, Listerine, it makes sure that, well, let me see, it's germ-killing ingredients. Listerine. Just, hey, I'm not under the alcohol of alcohol. Now, by the way, Kurt, this guy's name is Stephen Sloan. He's a blind school teacher, and he got all kinds of awards and accolades for just being stellar. The kids loved him. Everything was awesome.
Yeah.
He was in the Harlem neighborhood of New York City, man. And he was forced to retire a couple of months ago. His retirement came because I guess they smelled alcohol in his breath. Some of these parents, some of these moms, he said, nah, it's Listerine. It's not, come on. And then I guess he made a joke, Kurt, and that got him in serious trouble. Now, let me just explain. If you're Bill Clinton, I'm telling you right now, lock your wives and daughters up because I'm going to be around later today. Okay, and it's no problem if you're Bill. You can hit on anybody. You can, in fact, even be blatantly accused of rape.
Yeah, what about Joe Biden?
And then Joe Biden, okay, and they're all good. But this blind teacher, Mr. Stephen Sloan, Kurt, here's what happened. I guess a group of moms accused him of sexual harassment. Because what happened is he made a joke, Kurt. You want to know what the joke was?
What did he say?
Would anybody like to go on a blind date?
Wow, no wonder.
I mean, that guy, Charlie Sheen's cool. Bill Clinton's cool. Joe Biden's cool. But, man, this blind guy is totally sexually harassing everybody, Kurt. It's crazy.
Yeah, definitely. Out of control.
I just don't get it. All right, now I got a good news story. Dateline Lexington, Kentucky. We talked about this yesterday, Kurt.
Yeah.
They're now letting people pay parking tickets with canned food donations, says the Huffington Post. Citizens, believe it or not, brought in more than 6,200 cans of food as payment during last year's, what they call it, inaugural Food for Fines program. Now, I'm not for fines of any kind, Kurt, for this kind of stuff.
Right.
However, if you're going to fine, at least it makes sense to let people do a can of food or something like that. It's a pretty inexpensive way to pay the fines. It's also a pretty good way to support, you know, some of these nonprofit charitable organizations.
I'm not saying it's perfect because I reject the fines in the first place. But if you're going to fine somebody, at least you can find multiple positive uses putting food in the pantries of the charitable organizations to care for the homeless and the needy rather than money in the government coffers. So you got to give a kudos out to those folks, yeah, Kurt.
Good point.
Mm-hmm. All right. I guess 24 states are now saying no to the refugees, USA Today. At least 24 governors expressing fears about terrorism or taking action through executive orders, a request to federal officials or some other means to try to keep the refugees out of their states. The governors in Alabama, Arizona, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Massachusetts, Mississippi, Nebraska, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Ohio, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Wisconsin. 23 of the 24 governors are Republican. The lone Democrat is it Maggie Hassan? Anyway, she's in New Hampshire. And legal scholars are saying that governors probably have little power from stopping refugees from entering their states. And then I kind of compared that to the sanctuary cities, Kurt.
Yep.
Because the problem is, on one hand, you say we're not going to let these immigration or immigrants come. But on the other hand, we're going to have sanctuary cities. These are in Republican states as well. How do you have it both ways? In my opinion, both are extremes. We don't want sanctuary cities promoting illegality at all. We also don't want terrorists amongst us. But how do we vet people? How do we take care of, as the Prince of Peace or the Savior Jesus Christ tells us, to care for the refugees, to, you know, feed the hungry, clothe the naked? How do we follow that admonition but yet not get snookered by terrorists at the same time? Members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, nicknamed the Mormons, are being encouraged to provide assistance to the refugees around the world. How do we handle all that, Kurt, is the question that I asked yesterday, and here's my answer.
Yeah.
There's no way you're going to solve this, Kurt, unless you turn to God for guidance and discernment. That's number one. Number two, Trump said rather than import all the refugees, maybe it would be better to build a safe space for them where they are and have them take part in the solutions. And you know what? I think Trump's got a valuable point. How can we find a way to keep them safe over there? How do we find a way to help? And now you get into a question about funding. How do you make sure the funding doesn't go awry, etc.? So there's a lot of problems. But I submit to you that if we turn to God and gain his discernment, Kurt, through this process, in my humble opinion, called revelation, I'm not saying that there could be no mistakes made, but I believe God can heal our land, as the Bible says. God can protect us and preserve us if we but turn to him. And so there's no answer but turning to him for guidance and solutions on this, Kurt.
Right.
That's just my take. But anyway, we brought that up. Sanctuary cities are wrong, and so are rejecting every refugee everywhere. Do we provide aid and comfort to those who need it? Well, the Savior told us to. I think we should. The question is, how do we get that done and not get snookered? It's a fair question. But I submit to you that if there's a will, there's a way. If God tells us to feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and care for those who stand in the need of comfort, in other words, if we're supposed to be the Good Samaritan, God will provide a way to do it if we turn to him for guidance and counsel.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, with his admonitions always comes a way.
Yeah.
Anyway, what do I know?
Great point.
You feeling woozy, Kurt? You probably are, because there's a new term out, my friend. Woozy. And it's called digital motion sickness. Another way to call it is cyber sickness. And there's a new website out, because a lot of times it's movies and digital stuff that makes you feel sick. So there's now a new website out, Kurt. You'll love this. It gauges movies and their likelihood of making you sick. So you can go on there and you can either use it to, one, avoid the movies that make you sick. Oh, I don't want to watch that one. It might make me sick. Or if you like to puke, Kurt, if you just got this fetish for watching movies and puking, then you can go there and you can know which ones are the most likely to achieve your goal, which is to watch the movie and puke. It's called MovieHurl.com, Kurt.
Wow.
I kid you not. It's true. Go to MovieHurl.com. MovieHurl.com, M-O-V-I-E, HURL.com, just like it sounds, moviehurl.com. All right, I also gave people tips for staying healthy this fall, Kurt. There's three of them, according to ABC News. Tip one, get plenty of sleep. Tip two, take a probiotic supplement daily. Take three, take zinc. Hmm. Yeah. Now, Kurt, you know how your phone can go in airplane mode and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Well, a top doctor is now proposing bedtime mode for electronic devices. And the idea is the mode would stop your, you know, device from interrupting your sleep, like going off of the text or whatever. It'd just simply make it kind of a, it'd be on, I guess, so it could still receive the information and receive its updates and do all that it needs to do. But it'd make sure that it doesn't, like, turn on lights or sounds and things that would disrupt your sleep, Kurt. And you'd be, you could set it to where every night, like, say, 10:30 p.m., it would go in sleep mode, and 6 a.m. or whatever, it would come out of night mode or whatever you want to call it, or bedtime mode, if you will. So what do you think of that guy's idea? You for that, Kurt?
Well, so what it's going to do is make your phone so that
the it wouldn't force it. You'd be able to set the times yourself. You could turn it off or on. It'd be like airplane mode, you know. You'd just be able to have a schedule that you could set it on if you wanted to. I think it's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, well, there you go.
It's only a good idea if they don't force it on me. In other words, if I can turn it on or off at my will, and I can set the times at my will, in other words, something to benefit me if I so choose, then I'm in. If, on the other hand, they're going to say, hey, all phones by government edict have a curfew of 10 p.m. and 6 a.m., I say they're nuts. All right, that was the both hours of the broadcast yesterday. Still available on demand on your Roku player and on LibertyRoundtable.com. You can watch or listen to the show, I should say. That's what we covered yesterday, Kurt. Man, I rifled through the news. Now, I don't want to get into the Islam stuff and the France stuff until next hour. James Edwards will be with us. We're going to talk about it in detail. Mm-hmm. I sent you a video you need to watch before the next hour, Kurt.
Okay.
And it was from Ben Swan. We'll get into that, Truth in Media. It'll come up next hour. But for now, I got a bunch of topics to chat about. Proposition 1 officially fails in Salt Lake City. Or Salt Lake County, KSL.com. Now, this, in my opinion, is great news, Kurt. They tried to raise taxes via Proposition 1 in the beautiful Olympic state of Utah. And it passed in a couple of small counties, but the two biggest counties, Utah County and Salt Lake County, it failed. And so we rejected the tax increase, and I call it fantastic news, Kurt.
Yeah.
Any comments?
Good stuff. Well, I can't agree with you more.
I think you got to just go to moviehurl.com and see what not to watch. All right, scientists are in the news. We'll tell you about it in seconds as well.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor Score test today.
As a parent, parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So, Kurt, before we get to this science thing, I'm so happy that Proposition 1 failed in Utah. The thugs tried to raise taxes, and the people said, uh-uh, good for them. I commend us for our integrity and our stance. Government's got way too much money. Is President Barack Obama delusional, Kurt?
I would say so, you know, in my opinion. I mean, number one, to start off and run for president and do that without being constitutionally qualified. And, you know, and then you got all these other parts, at least in my opinion. But, you know, this is a modern day king, man. Let's happy to hold the spot.
IJ Review brings up this deal. Is President Obama delusional? Bill O'Reilly comes out and asks the question of Obama that all of us are thinking.
Yeah.
Now, Bill O'Reilly getting a lot of praise for this, Kurt, but we've been asking that question ever since we heard about Barack, even before he got elected.
Yep.
But I got a question for the hawkish belligerents out there as well. They're just as delusional as Obama, Kurt, the Bill O'Reillys and the Sean Hannitys and all these hawkish folks that want to just murder everybody in the name of peace, that want to just run around and get foreign entangled with everybody and then wonder why it goes all wrong. They want to arm the enemy everywhere, and then, man, when the enemy uses those same weapons that we gave them against us, we're like, well, what's up with that? And we're so confused and always on a belligerent war mentality. We're a warlike people, Kurt, and we wonder why we have war.
Yep.
And so I submit to you that, yes, to answer your question, Bill O'Reilly, Barack is delusional. And so are you, my friend.
Yeah,
just saying. Now, Kurt, what is this RNC? What's that? Republican National Committee?
Yes.
These goofballs keep emailing me.
Prince Rebus is in charge of it.
They keep emailing me.
Yeah, they want money.
Well, they want money, but they also want me to vote. I made the mistake of voting one time.
But that's what happens. After you vote, then it leads you into, well, you voted, so now ante up, you know.
And they want me to vote. Who would I vote for president, Kurt? And they said, Sam, last time you voted for Senator Rand Paul, is that who you'd vote for again? Should I tell them yes?
Oh, good question.
Because even though now they want me to get a Rand Paul 2016 bumper sticker. I don't have room for it, guys. I got my Liberty Roundtable bumper sticker on my deal and can't do that. Anyway, I find it kind of interesting how they just bug the heck out of me. Now, I finally voted again for Rand Paul. It's not that I like Rand Paul's stance on a lot of things. I just think he's closest to the best we've got. So there you have it.
That was my reason for voting for him, you know, the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm going to just say, is Bill O'Reilly delusional? Let me just write that down here. That's in my show notes. Is Bill O'Reilly delusional?
Yeah.
I think he is, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Don't you think that Bill O'Reilly's delusional?
Well, I mean, here's the main problem that I've got with Bill O'Reilly, and that is if you get to where he is, and you don't deal with things like, for example, the Federal Reserve, the you know, income tax, you know, these different unconstitutional things that should be brought up, you know, in a heartbeat if somebody's really serious about solutions in an America in the world. It just means that, you know, you're controlled, Sam.
You're right, and that's kind of the reason that I bring it up and talk about Bill O'Reilly being delusional, because I agree that Barack's delusional, but why would you ask that question 7 years into his presidency?
Yeah.
I don't get that. We supposedly should have vetted him in the media before he ever became president. A few of us did. Bill O'Reilly and others just kind of glossed over, didn't really drill in like they should have. But 5 years, 7 years, whatever number you want to use, whatever, wherever you want to start from, right?
Yes.
And now you're asking, is he delusional? Wow. I mean, talk about late to the party there, Bill. And I'm just thinking Bill's delusional. Bill and Barack, are they really that different, Kurt, from their views? What would Bill do? Bill would bomb the heck out of them all, right?
I think so.
Send him to yesteryear, if you will. And what's Barack going to do? Bring in the terrorists? Okay.
So
which is going to bring in the terrorists faster? Just saying we got an open-door policy to terrorists or bombing the heck out of them?
Yeah, it seems like they're both a problem, Sam.
I wouldn't support. In fact, the Constitution and the founders and the greatest general this nation's ever known, General George Washington, every one of those things would say, no, don't do that. Of course, if I bring that up, then they say, Sam, you don't even understand foreign policy. You don't have a degree in foreign policy, do you? And see, they're attacking Ben Carson on that very thing. They're mocking Ben, saying, oh, you got to get caught up from your advisors every day just to know what the heck you're talking about. The advisors daily are trying to make you smart. And I'm saying, wow, just because you don't keep up with foreign policy from inside track information every day, then you're not smart. Ben's the smartest guy on the stage, Kurt, or at least one of them for sure. I think his credentials speak for themselves, but all I'm telling you is, wow. So Sam Bushman, quote, is Bill O'Reilly delusional? And I guess to ask the question is to answer it, is all I'm going to say, right, Kurt? Mm-hmm. Scientists just created a dangerous new form of SARS, Kurt. They're calling it SARS 2.0. That's according to the Activist Post. Yeah, it's been well over really a decade exciting. Since the SARS virus captured the attention of the world, Kurt. Mm-hmm. And it very nearly devastated the world's population. It was back between 2002-2003 range. Yeah. The virus managed to infect over 8,000 people across 37 countries, nearly 10% of whom were killed before the outbreak was fully contained. Now scientists have created a, quote, hybrid, a highly potent version of the virus. They've dubbed it SARS 2.0. What's the difference now, Kurt, is this one's more infectious for humans.
Great.
So, you know, just leave it to the scientists to take care of you.
Help us out.
Yeah, they won't let it get out, though, Kurt. Don't worry.
No, it'll be safe. I mean, there won't be anybody injured.
Now, let me understand this, then. We're going to run around, and we're going to worry about terrorists, and we're going to get in their face, and we're just going to cause all these problems. And then we're going to be like, oh, man, we got SARS. We're going to use UPS and ship it around to all these places to make sure we got multiple copies of it. But don't worry, it's in safe labs. We got this thing protected.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, SARS 2.0, man-made.
Yeah.
Listen to this. Man-made, flat-out admitted by your government and the media.
Wow. Well.
Who are the terrorists, Kurt, when they're making SARS 2.0? Why would you do that, Kurt?
Yeah, good point.
Criminal activity everywhere is the bottom line. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, Kurt. You'll like this story. You know what? I'm going to save this story. I'm going to save it till James can get on this one. I got to do that. I can't tell you about it. It's about sex. It's about a girl. It's about Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
But, Kurt, I got to make sure you understand this. It's no sex, buddy.
Huh?
No sex. Yeah. I'll give it away later. All right. Any tidbits on anything we've talked about or anything you want to toss in real quick before the end of the hour?
You know, I was just thinking about our recent trip down south. We went and visited a Well, a couple of our grandchildren in the Vegas area. And, in fact, one of them just walked into the studio to help me now. Braxton's here now. Hello, Braxton. How's it going, buddy?
No.
Yeah. Close the door. Okay. But anyway, so, you know, this is a family-friendly broadcast. He brought in his little helicopter thing that you flip around. Yeah, I don't know if that one's hot. You might ask your mom if you want to eat that. But anyway, the bottom line is we had a great time down there. You know, Saturday was just like perfect weather. But then later, you know, it got to be pretty windy. And even in those, what do you call them, those destinations.
It was super hot. It was like global warming kicking in, wasn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it was warmer than, you know, our place, especially when you can look out our window now and see snow. But, you know, we had a great time with the family, even though some would say, man, you didn't even spend time at Disney World or do all that kind of stuff. You know, it was just fun to, like, one of the games we played was
volleyball. You're supposed
called,
to go gambling, Kurt, speaking of games.
Right,
come
on. Good point. One of the games we played was volleyball. Now, Sam, in the house, how do you play volleyball? Well, all you got to do if you got a four-year-old is you need a balloon. And then you just tip it back and forth, back and forth. And, I mean,
you don't even need a net, do you, Kurt?
No, you don't. I mean, you just, you know, kind of have a good time.
Yeah, see, Kurt Cosby's footprint's really small, doing more with less. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we had, by the way, we had great food. You know, we ate some Thai food down there. You would have really enjoyed that. We had some of that pad Thai and some Massaman curry and even had some tiger, what was it called? Tiger, some kind of tiger thing, but it really wasn't tiger. It was just called that. You know? Anyway, it was a great time, ladies and gentlemen, and we thank you for your participation on the program. And you did a great job, of course, as always, Sam, on your efforts without me.
Well, thank you, sir. I go ahead and try to hold down the fort, you know. You know that's me. I take care of business. All right, so we're going to talk about sex next hour. Be ready. It's not what you're thinking. It's kind of weird. And again, everything in our society seems to be two extremes. We'll talk about that. How about neither extreme, okay? LibertyRoundtable.com, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips for free. Click on Help Us Grow if you want to get involved in the solutions today. We'd love your financial support. 25-plus columnists write for us, along with free, hard-hitting talk radio. LibertyRoundtable.com, this nation shall endure.